This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Scopolamine, devil's breath. They've done it in Latin America and Haiti for a long time. They'll spray the powder in your face. There's different types. One comes from a plant, others from the pufferfish. Paralyzes you. You think you're a zombie. They dig you up later, tell you that you're under their control. Then they give you the other drug to make you follow all their orders. People will kill their children when ordered to. They will go in and rob banks when they're told to. And that's just an ancient system they have. There's a lot of high-tech drugs and things that are perfect for mind control. Sirhan Sirhan was on these when he was the decoy in the shooting of RFK. But going back to Mark Dice, Mark, tell us about devil's breath and just an example of how easy it is to mind control someone.
Now, we know the power of suggestion. My video series demonstrates just from me repeatedly telling people to print their name and pointing on the crazy petitions to disrupt their thought patterns, to direct them to what I want them to do, using really a form of neurolinguistic programming in a sense. That is quite powerful in and of itself. But you add drugs into the mix. And this scopolamine, it's a very little-known drug, nicknamed the devil's breath, often rumored to just be a conspiracy theory, again, but confirmed to be a real substance that, of course, the CIA has experimented and used in their now declassified MK-Ultra mind control programs, which literally turns a person into a conscious zombie, where they, to an uninformed person, appear to be fully conscious and aware of themselves and their surroundings, but they are essentially turned into a hypnotic slave. And there's been many cases of individuals, not even associated with the government, just organized criminals or rogue criminal elements using scopolamine, devil's breath, to then get people to go and empty out their bank accounts, because they will walk into a bank after being told to and empty out their bank account or their ATM. Or they'll just let them into their house and tell them, just give them some of their jewels, et cetera. This is one of the most sophisticated, damaging types of a mind control drug. But you mix this in with sophisticated hypnotic techniques, trained neurolinguistic programmers, and these individuals, that the intelligence agencies can literally almost turn somebody into a mind controlled slave and have them do whatever it is they want to. The television, of course, is really one of the biggest hypnotic tools. And, you know, we always talk about they control the media or trying to get more detailed, the establishment. But as a media analyst, I mean, I can tell you that there's an entire division in the entertainment industry that literally works, and you know this, with the Department of Defense. There's on the CIA's website, there is a whole page about the entertainment liaison office that works hand in hand with Hollywood to create these propaganda films, like this new number one film, American Sniper, this new war propaganda infomercial about Chris Kyle, who, again, as you know, lost his libel suit, or Jesse Ventura won $1.8 million, confirming in a court that he'd fabricated his tale about allegedly punching out Jesse Ventura. So we're living in a mind control idiocracy wasteland where the public just does what the television tells them to. We have multiple cases of these strange experiments on the public, from Operation Midnight Climax, dosing people with LSD, to the scopolamine uses, to the use of hypnotic neurolinguistic programming. And so it's no wonder why society's falling apart.
And out of that research came Prozac. From the rest of it, where you're not obviously on LSD, but it's in the same family, you're in a highly suggestible, mesmerized, mind control state. And this is what's happening to society.
You can see in some of the previous Man on the Street petition series where I would ask these people to sign a petition to repeal the Bill of Rights. And sometimes they may start thinking about the issue before signing. And I just using, again, just an easy form of neurolinguistic programming, the power of suggestion, interrupt their thought processes and just give them a command in a confident voice to tell them, just sign right here. I just need you to sign right here in a commanding, confident voice. And I'm not even wearing a suit. I don't have a big backdrop with some theatrical music. On a
Mark. You're showing folks the man behind the curtain. Great job. Look forward to talking to you next week. God bless.
Thank you.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There's a lot of breaking news at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to get to it about 45 after our guest leaves us. There's also a news story or two that I didn't get to Friday that I've got to get to. The minute I saw this Friday morning, Holder had made the announcement the night before, the Attorney General, who was supposed to be gone 6 months ago because of Fast and Furious and all his other activities, the IRS persecuting people. The minute I saw it on television while I was on the elliptical, I knew what the body would be because I just know their tactics. And sure enough, I went up and got the New York Times, and here it was. It's the feds that got asset forfeiture seizure laws passed federally to begin with that the states then copied 40 years ago. They run the war on drugs and also ship the drugs in on record. So I knew that the feds lobbied states to get rid of their asset forfeiture seizure systems in the last 10 years, showing cases of corrupt police robbing people in non-crime-related events as a pretext to get rid of the state programs so they could then have police see stuff but go through the federal program to get up to 85% of the money back, thus federalizing police. And the goal is federalized police. So I'm showing you how my thought process works. So I waddle back from the gym, go pull up what the Attorney General actually did, what he said in his statement, because it's open-ended, and it was exactly what I thought. And I'm not bragging that I'm smart. I'm saying they follow a criminal program. It goes on to say that it has to be firearms or ammunition or explosives, or they won't accept it and then give them money back. The Corvettes or houses or whatever they're stealing. So now they're going to asset forfeiture seize for guns they claim are illegal. You know, if somebody in the house is a felon and they're your guns, they're going to say it's the felon's gun to take your house. I mean, this is their anti-gun initiative. They said they'd do it. So Holder to use asset forfeiture seizure to go after guns. That's the real headline. But then it goes on. Now, here's the real key. The new policy, notice it's a policy, not a law. It's how they interpret it. Just like the Justice Department told the IRS 5 years ago, if somebody makes more than 14 in a year, look it up, less than $1,000 deposits in their bank account, that's structuring, and you can take their bank account, no charges. In fact, show the New York Times on that. Folks won't believe me. In fact, in some cases, as little as 10 deposits in a year, they would do it. Well, the woman for 40-something years owned a tiny diner, never made more than $1,000, deposited her money, paid tax on it. In America, that's not good enough because the policy says Obama has a policy to shut down power plants, a policy to teach your 5-year-old how to wear a dress, your 5-year-old boy. They have a policy to teach kids how to masturbate since you Jocelyn Elders. There's no law. It's a policy. Well, here it is. The new policy does not affect asset seizures made under joint state and federal operations, and local law enforcement may still seize property under state laws, which have been changed. So, see, when you know the law and you read this, it's a joke. So what they're saying is you got to be totally federalized or you can't have asset forfeiture seizure. Or guns will let you, in our program, say it's okay to take somebody's house or car. Oh, you have an illegal gun? This receiver is improper under our regulations. We're going to take your car. It's like the cases in New York where the cops, it turned out, were running the hookers. But they were still taking people's cars that they were busting. They would just randomly bust people that had nice cars because they wanted to take the car, too. It's like, it's not enough you paid the cops for the hooker they were pimping. Now the cop gets your car, too. Remember the D.C. cops got caught? This was in the Washington Post. I couldn't believe it when I read it like 10 years ago. Towing cars from McDonald's parking lots that were parked legally in uniform on duty, and the cops own their own tow truck company. And people will come out and say, hey, man, you're taking my car. I'm parked legally. The cops will pull guns on them. That's who needs to be indicted. This is the general corruption, though, of the society that we've let happen. Look in the mirror. This is our fault. So see, oh, Holder's doing something about asset forfeiture seizure. Oh, isn't he nice? It's the feds that authored this form of piracy. Holder limits seized assets sharing process that split billions with local state police. All right, enough of that. I've got so much other news I haven't gotten to yet. We're going to cover it all. But joining us, and guys, you hand me her book. It's over there on that table. Thank you. Sorry, I can't get up now that I'm live. Vani Hari, also known as the Food Babe at foodbabe.com. She's got her new book out, Break Free from the Hidden Toxins in Your Food and Lose Weight, Look Years Younger and Get Healthier in Just 21 Days. I look forward to reading this book. I'm still not super healthy, but I've gotten a lot healthier than I was 4 or 5 years ago. Lost over 50 pounds, didn't lose another 10 or 15. It's those last ones that are really tough. But I've done that with the InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsLife.com family of products and moderate exercise. But I didn't have the right vitamins and minerals, and I wasn't eating completely right. I'm still not perfect. And so that's why the rest of the weight wasn't coming off. Well, it is now. So with InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com, with moderate exercise, with some of the techniques she's come up with as well, it's achievable. It's just not going to happen overnight. But I wanted to get her on to talk about her book, but also some of the news out there. We have a story on InfoWars.com. Don't worry, USDA says pesticide-laden food is safe to eat. EPA has determined the extremely low levels of those residues are not a food safety risk, just like they think fluoride's okay, even though the majority of their scientists have gone public saying it's deadly. And then it goes into the fact that they're even using fluoride as a pesticide, and the EPA said take it out 4 years ago, but it still hasn't been done. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into her latest project. She's been very successful, thanks to listeners of this show and other folks getting involved. This Frito-Lay organic product sent shockwaves through me. Help get it everywhere is the headline. She'll break down what that means from her website, foodbabe.com. So, Foodbabe, great to have you on with us. We'll get into the book some, but let's get into this Frito-Lay situation first.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, Alex. I'm excited to be back. So a few months ago, I was traveling. I was in California, great state of California. So many access, you know, we have, there's so much access to organic food there. And I walked into a Costco, and I was touring it, and I was looking around. And I tell you, I freaking flipped out when I saw this product. And I actually have it here today because I took it with me. But it's an organic bag of Frito-Lay. This is like the first organic certified product that Frito-Lay has put about. And the only reason I was able to find this is because some unsung heroes are working at Costco internally to get these types of products to their members, which is unheard of, considering the amount of money and influence that PepsiCo, who owns Frito-Lay, has spent against our right to know, has spent over $8 million preventing Americans from knowing what's in our food and also preventing transparency, even though they provide the same transparency to over 65 other countries and citizens across the globe. So this is a company that specializes in junk food. They produce Pepsi Cola. They produce a lot of chips. And so for to see this organic product for the first time in my life there, it was a brink of hope. It gave me a really warm, fuzzy feeling inside, like, wow, we can even change these giant companies that I spend all day, you know, talking to people not to buy, and now they're coming out with organic products. And why this is so important is for a couple reasons. First of all, going from conventional farming, conventional potatoes, to organic potatoes makes a significant impact on the environment. Number one, it produces more sustainable farming. So the farmers who deal with these toxic pesticides that they put on conventional potatoes go away. The synthetic pesticides go away. The Environmental Working Group has stated that there can be 35 different types of synthetic pesticides found on a typical potato. And potatoes actually retain the most amount of pesticides per weight out of any other fruit and vegetable. So think about that. 35 different pesticides, many of them linked to being a carcinogen, being endocrine disruptors, being linked to fertility issues, all sorts of problems. And potatoes are one of the number one crop that people eat in this country. I mean, chips are a way of life, whether they're healthy or not, or whether they're organic or not. People are going to eat chips. It's part of our culture. We've got Super Bowl coming up. And so that's why when I saw this product available at Costco, but not anywhere else, I felt like it was my mission to tell people about it, but also to tell people that, you know what, we should ask Frito-Lay to produce this everywhere. They should be requiring their conventional farms to move over to organic and start producing organic potato chips for everyone.
Absolutely. It'd be a big hit. I mean, I was in a restaurant. You see it in the stores. Organic Heinz, they're advertising it, non-GMO. So what they're doing is they're fighting from their competition labeling while they selectively move to beta test the market. And now we have Chuck Norris. We're going to break. But Chuck Norris has come out against Monsanto, and we'll cover some of that when we come back. And that's good because they want to keep it a liberal conservative issue where conservatives are for guns, liberals are against GMO. Well, no. I mean, Chuck Norris doesn't want to die. He doesn't want his kids eating pesticides. He knows that the Monsanto BT's killing honeybees. Chuck Norris is a health expert. He looks like he's 20 years younger than he is, and he's smart.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Food Babe is our guest. And I mentioned Chuck Norris. He's been critical of GMOs before, and he's a big conservative leader running for WorldNet Daily. frustrated over health risk from world's most popular weed killer. And he goes on to break down glyphosate and what it's being used in and how 180 million pounds of glyphosate are being used basically every few years on the crops. That was in 2007. The latest numbers we have was 185 million pounds. And he just goes through what it does. And it's a major endocrine disruptor. It's, they admit it gives women breast cancer. So every time I go to a store, not every time, but all the time, a restaurant, they go, would you like to get this drink, this martini that's for breast cancer? Would you like to give $2 when you're checking out at Walgreens for breast cancer? Would you like to? I go, you know what? I'd like to get glyphosate out of the water supply. That's what grows the breast tumors. Sir, you don't care about women? We know what's causing it. Why should I go give money to find a cure? The cure is don't get it to begin with. Glyphosate basically will destroy your prostate and your testicles. You think I want cancer? You think I want my kids having cancer? This is not a partisan issue. It's crazy. Monsanto's the Agent Orange folks, the dioxin people. And they can lobby government to authorize whatever they want. I'm ranting. This is a short segment. Vonnie, how big a deal is it to have Chuck Norris and others? I mean, I really see the momentum against this whole toxic industry turning up. They're striking back. But as you said, all over the world, they're banning the stuff or restricting it or labeling it. Here, we seem to be the dumping ground of everything horrible.
You know, it really is. And, you know, this potato issue is really at the heart of that because we consume so many potatoes. Let me just give you an example. 80% of the world's conventional or the United States conventional potatoes contains this bud nip herbicide. And what that does is it prevents that little sprouting from occurring in your potatoes. You know, you buy organic potatoes, so you see when you leave them on the counter for a really long time, they start to sprout. Well, they're supposed to sprout because it tells you that they're bad and you need to buy some new ones, but they're actually putting this chemical on potatoes to make them last longer, and this chemical is linked to all sorts of health issues according to animal studies, and that's why it's so important to require these people that have figured out how to make organic potato chips, the biggest manufacturer in the world, to do this, and people can sign this letter that I sent to the CEO of Pepsi and the CEO of Frito-Lay today, this morning, at foodbabe.com/Frito-Lay. Send your letter along with me, post it to their Facebook page, go to their Twitter account, ask for this. It will make a huge difference in the amount of glyphosate, the amount of herbicides, the amount of pesticides, the amount of fungicides that are in our environment, and that's why I'm doing this action. But one other thing you mentioned, Alex, that's so important is that government regulation, that people are lobbying the government to do certain things that are harmful to Americans and harmful to our environment. And one in particular issue that I just highlighted very recently on a blog post is red number 3. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with pesticides. This is actually a chemical made out of petroleum. But red number 3 was banned in cosmetics. And because the maraschino cherry industry was upset about it back several years ago, over 20 years ago, they wrote some legislation when they were banning that chemical in cosmetics. And in food, they wrote some legislation to be accepted in food and to have more studies involved, even though it was already linked to cancer in animal studies. And this red number 3 can be found all over the grocery store. I'm talking about another PepsiCo product right here, Quaker Grits. This red number 3 that's banned in lipstick and cosmetics is in people's grits that they're eating for breakfast.
And for folks who don't know, it has been positively in so many studies directly linked to behavioral problems in children. It has, from my research, correct me if I'm wrong, I know it's red 5 as well, has an amphetamine type effect.
Yeah, absolutely. It causes hyperactivity. It affects brain function. They've shown that it's linked to, can be contaminated with carcinogens the way it's produced. I mean, this is also in just about every salad bar across America, you'll see bacon bits on the salad bar. This is red number 3. That's what makes these bacon bits. This is also what makes the fake bacon that you get at Morningstar. It's the Kellogg's product right here, red number 3, and the fake bacon. People think they go vegan and vegetarian, get healthy, they eat this. This says 36% less fat, only 60 calories. We were getting toxins and toxic poison.
Listen, I've learned if I eat those bacon bits years ago, I'd get a headache. I mean, it's simple. Anything processed, I get sick because it's chemicals. petrochemicals in the McDonald's nuggets on record is plastic. They're allowed to do it. Well, I don't want kidney failure, folks. I'm not eating it. This isn't a game. It's not a joke. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide, I am your host. Here's from Mercola's site, Dr. Mercola. Are you or your family eating toxic food dyes? Since we mentioned this, Brilliant One, Blue One, and then it goes through what it does. Indigo, blue 2, citrus red 2. Oh, causes tumors in the bladder. That's always fun. Another study, red 3, recognized in 1990 by the FDA as a thyroid carcinogen in animals and is banned in cosmetics and externally applied drugs. What is it? What's it in? Sausage casings, oral medication, maraschino cherries, baked goods, candies. Red 40. And it just goes through all the wonderful things that this stuff does to you. If my children get any of those cherries, like if they go to a yogurt place or frozen yogurt, I can always tell. I'll go, oh my gosh, you're bouncing off the walls. Let me look at your tongue. And they stick their tongues out and they go, yeah, we had cherries or we had red candy. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. I mean, it is a fact, ladies and gentlemen. That's the nervous system. Like when you're poisoned, like you take poisonous mushrooms, you start jumping around. Same deal when you've been poisoned. And the point is that if people want to do all this, that's their issue. But the cancer rates, the neurological rates, they're all off the charts. So I hope you go to foodbabe.com and sign her petition. Because if we leverage things enough, we can get all the big manufacturers are moving to organic. And they try to game that as well. But still, we're moving in the right direction. If we can defeat them here, we defeat them worldwide. They're doubling down with their money in Congress. They are going after their critics. But they can't intimidate folks anymore. I mean, 15 years ago, you talked about Monsanto with a published study. They come after you. But people didn't get intimidated, so more spoke out. Their own scientists have spoken out. It came out more than a decade ago that Monsanto doesn't even have unorganic food in their cafeterias for their scientists. That the British elites and the German elites and the French elites and the Chinese communist elites have their own gardens, their own food. Rich people, establishment insiders, don't drink fluoridated water. They don't do any of this. So I hope you get her book. I hope you get into health like I've tried to do. Because I've known all this info, why not follow it? Why not actually try to change my life? Why not try to help my kids? Doesn't mean you're perfect, but we're being bombarded. This is the tip of the spear for the globalists. Briefly, why do I take Survival Shield X2? It's deep earth, purest iodine you can find. It's not the bound type, the poison stuff at the store. It's not like the rad pills you take in an emergency. This is true purified iodine. This is a good halogen that blocks the bad fluoride, blocks the other bad halogens, and basically pulls them out of the body. And believe me, you go on this for a month, you will detox, and you will have stuff come out of your skin and your body you won't believe. InfoWarsLife.com. Try it for yourself. Consult your physician. This is not a game. The Oxy powder will flush out your upper and lower intestine and just does wonders for everyone I know that's taken it and myself. You want to get over a lot of those bowel problems a lot of people have out there? I'm not going to go into details. Give it a try. You've heard the rave reviews. This isn't a game. There are real solutions out there. And the great part is we're bringing you these high-quality products at InfoWarsLife.com, and it helps fund our entire operation as well. So we can have a platform for all these other great activists and people to take action so we can all interface together and work together. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Foodbabe.com is the website. Vani Hari is the food babe. You've got the floor for the next 6-7 minutes to cover other areas, things you haven't gotten into, other important news that's breaking, and tell us about your book.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things you mentioned, Alex, is that a lot of these chemicals in our food are toxins. They're going to cause health issues, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure. You know, one of the ingredients, and I know you talk about this a lot, is artificial sweeteners. And one of the things that people don't realize in products that they give to their children contain these artificial sweeteners, even though they already have other kind of sweeteners like high fructose corn syrup or a type of sugar or something else. And that product right here is the Pillsbury Toaster Strudels. These actually have artificial sweetener sucralose, aka Splenda, that's now linked to leukemia, that caused the Center of Science and Public Interest to deem it as an unsafe ingredient in our food. And, you know, that's not something you want to be giving to your kids. Along those same lines, Pop-Tarts, so popular, big Kellogg's product, is still being sold everywhere. It has TBHQ. TBHQ is a derivative of butane. This is the ingredient that I lobbied Chick-fil-A to remove from their food, which they did because they did see that consumers didn't want it in their food anymore. And that ingredient also can be found in these other products over here. But this one also is very alarming. This is a weight control oatmeal from Quaker Oats. You think this would be really healthy, but it's not. It actually has artificial food dyes and also has that sucralose ingredient that's linked to leukemia. This is not oatmeal we want to be consuming as America, as a society, to lose weight. And this brings me to my last point. All of these chemicals we talked about today, the pesticides, the artificial food dyes, all of the different chemical concoctions we're putting in our body are creating what we call obesogens in our body, and that is making us fat, sick, unhealthy, and depressed. And that is why I wrote The Food Babe Way. The Food Babe Way will teach you everything you need to know about these obesogens, where they are, how to avoid them, how to avoid the sickening 15 ingredients, how to eat in any restaurant in America and avoid these ingredients, and also what's in the food that are at very, very popular health restaurants. I went undercover to find this information out and put it in my book so that I could bring it to you guys, and you can have it all in this beautiful little package. Here's the brand new hardcover that just came in, and this is going to give you the steps on how to break free in this overprocessed world. I'll take you through 21 days, and all I want you to do is one habit a day. It's very doable. One habit a day, you're going to realize that, you know what, you can maintain your weight without dieting. You can look younger. You can feel healthy. You can hopefully get off your prescription medications, because that's what happened to me. I was on 6 to 8 prescription drugs depending upon the season, and now I'm on 0, and I feel and look 10 times better. I cannot tell you what a big difference learning these habits and then putting them in my life has made. It's created the Food Babe. I was not the Food Babe back in the day. I look nothing like a babe. I can tell you that right now. And this is a true testament to what eating healthy and eliminating the toxic chemicals can do. And I hope everybody checks out this book. It's coming out February 10th. But if you order now, we're giving some ridiculous bonuses, whether you pre-order it on Alex's site, on InfoWars, or on Amazon, or Barnes & Noble, or if you support an indie bookstore, send us your receipt at bonus@foodbabe.com, and we'll send you a shopping guide that's over 40 pages that shows you how to shop in every major grocery store in America to avoid these toxins. We'll send you my favorite workout DVD of these amazing women that have taught me how to really shrink my ass. Oh, can I say that on here? I'm sorry, my butt. And really get in shape and be in my tip-top shape. And we're giving that away for free, along with tons of other products, organic mattresses that aren't filled with toxic materials. We have organic clay pots that are slow cookers that allow you to cook while you're busy. You know, all of these healthy tools to get you on your way in 2015 to realize the healthiest you.
Well, we've all got to do it, and none of us are perfect, but we just change our lifestyles. You talk about how going back years ago, you were just in horrible shape, and now you look younger, feel better, just by getting off the fast food. Briefly recap that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for most of my life, Alex, I grew up on industrial processed food. I ate the fast food. My parents were both from India. They didn't know how to cook American. They wanted us to fit in with everybody else, so they let us eat the Burger King. I had my birthday party at Burger King. We went to McDonald's, and we filled out those little colorings and got the free breakfast for Father's Day and Mother's Day. We lived our life. My aunt worked at McDonald's, and we would go and visit her while I was little. And I tell you, I ate fast food. I didn't eat much and anything really truly healthy until much later in my life. And as a result, I lived a very zombie-like lifestyle. I never felt well. I had stomach issues. I always had like a cloudy brain. You know, I was smart because I think I had good genes from two amazing parents. But I tell you, I really did not feel well. And I didn't look well. I had eczema all over my face. I had asthma. And then in my early 20s, had a horrible appendicitis episode where I almost didn't get treated for it. And if it hadn't been for my parents' sixth sense to tell me to go see another doctor, I might have died because that appendix was about to explode in my body, and I had to get it taken out immediately the next morning after visiting an emergency room doctor that told me that nothing was wrong. So it was a really life-changing moment. And then even a year after that, something I don't talk about often, Alex, is that, you know, I had endometriosis. So I've been in and out of the medical system my whole entire life. And at that moment, I just decided, you know what? This is not how I want to live. I'm in my early 20s. I look horrible. I feel horrible. I want to take back control of my health. And so I started using my research skills that I learned in debate in high school, where I was a top-tier ranked debater, and I started reading books at the library, started looking through the microfiche and looking through journals and reading the best books on nutrition and teaching myself how to eat nutritionally. And what I found out about the food industry in my search for that has never left me the same. And so that's why I've made it my mission in life to tell people about what's in their food.
Very well said. I really am trying to adopt this for myself because children fall after their parents' example, and I've seen dramatic changes. But the younger you start, the easier it is. But it's so simple, folks. When you're on these toxic foods, these companies in the last 100 years, figured out that they could take petrochemicals, basically make drugs, call them additives, that they would then be very addictive. Most poisons are addictive. And then people would be branded to the weird additives that were in particular food, just like cigarettes have hundreds of additives in them. And really, the scientists were there to figure out how to make it more addictive and how to make you smoke more. And they were able to put incredible poisons in there. Well, it's the same thing with food. This is weaponized. And this stuff all got invented in Germany, England, and the U.S. in the last 100 years. And now we're trying to make it out of it. But you can look at all the numbers, all the neurological disorders, the cancer, people's skin, everything. And then they put fluoride in the water, sodium fluoride, hydrofluorosilicic acid, which Harvard admits lowers IQ and gives you cancer. Pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, bladder cancer, sevenfold increase in bone cancer in men. Major thyroid problems in women. That's why women, that most scientists believe, have off-the-chart thyroid problems, is that it fills the thyroid, and the women can't even get iodine. So this is a plan. And I know, Food Babe, you like to stick with what you can prove, but if you get into the eugenics and the secret programs, a lot of this is now public. The fact that government in America lets companies do this, but other governments won't. You know, Japan and India ban Gardasil when it starts killing women. We don't. Foreign countries ban fluoride. We won't. What is it about America, in closing, that you think all this is allowed?
It's about the bottom line, Alex. It's America, baby. It's about the bottom line. And I'll tell you, you know, it is so sad that our government cannot regulate our food anymore. The fact that Michael Taylor admitted, the deputy commissioner of the FDA admitted that he doesn't have the know-how to know how many chemicals we're being exposed to or even regulate them. The fact that food companies themselves can approve their own ingredients generally regarded as safe. I mean, the food companies themselves doing self-regulation, the companies that are set to profit on these chemicals, making their food less expensive for them. That has got to stop. And that's why it's absolutely important for us Americans to find out what's in our food, understand it, and say no to it if there's health issues associated with it. You know, this food that we've been eating for the last 30 years is all new. It's invented food. It did not exist several years ago, and this is a massive experiment on our bodies. And I know when I decided to opt out of that experience and that experiment, my body changed for the better. And I can't sit back and let people walk around like zombies like I used to. I have to tell people what's going on.
That's right. We are battling the zombie apocalypse, and we are reaching out to people that laugh at us and that stare up from their pockmarked faces with their glazed eyes with, you know, yellow in them from all the liver damage and giggle at us. They've been pre-programmed to do it. That's all they know how to do. It's a defense mechanism because deep down they feel so powerless and so pathetic. They just act secure. They act like they're powerful. They act like they, you know what they're doing and laugh at us. You got to get through that first layer of defense and reach out to these poor people that really are modern food concentration camp victims in a giant eugenics operation. Truth is stranger than fiction. Foodbabe.com. Vonnie Hari, thank you so much. Look forward to talking to you when the book officially comes out, and we have it in the shopping cart at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There goes Vonnie Hari, ladies and gentlemen. You know what we just did for the last 40 minutes? We listened to a woman. And, gee, I was brought up where women knew how to shoot guns, but they also wore dresses because dresses were pretty. And they put lipstick on because it was pretty. But where they knew how to change tires. So I didn't grow up in a family where you just look at men and women and then say, you know, men do this, women do that. But at the same time, there are traditional roles that women and men enjoy being in, because that's what we do genetically. But the system wants to act like the fact that men and women are different, like we're at war with each other. And that's all part of the balkanization. And men are arrested development jerks, many of them, and women are self-centered tarts in many cases. God love them. But this Pope, you know, I'm don't get involved in religious stuff, infighting and things. And I have a lot of Catholic friends, and they've done a lot of great work for pro-life. This new pope is basically the opposite of the last one. So one of them's right, one of them's wrong, right, for the faithful out there who are Catholics. This guy sounds like Barack Obama. He's anti-gun. He's come out for a UN gun treaty. He's wants carbon taxes, global government. He's come out and said, God hates when we hurt the earth. Could you come out against Monsanto like Chuck Norris did? How about God said, don't mix the seed, genetic engineering? How about you come out against PepsiCo using fetal tissue for their flavor testing? Oh, no, we're not going to hear that. We're going to hear just these vague things. But listen, it gets better. The Pope has now come out and said, listen to women more. Don't be macho. Pope tells men. Wonderful. Well, let me give men a little newsflash if you actually believe this. Women want, not guys that are fake macho, but men that are men and aren't going to be pushed around. Women don't like men they can push around all day. So go ahead and take the Pope's advice, because men have already stopped being men. See, the government's run by a bunch of corrupt men, and they don't want men to stand up against them. They want to roll in and take over the families and take over the women and take the women's babies and use them for Pepsi flavoring. So, you know what? Pope, you just go ahead and put your advice out. I'll put mine out. How's that sound?
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaks only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Super Meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Your products are great. I use DNA Force. I use X2.
Thank
Super Meal Vitality and Lung Cleanse. Every day, they're great stuff.
Whether it's Survival Shield Nason Iodine or DNA Force, Super Meal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My point about listening to a woman is the condescension of men listen to women. Well, if a woman's got something good to say that makes sense, is taking action and leading a fight, I'll listen. I'll get behind them. I'll get behind a man. I get behind ideas, like Martin Luther King said, what people stand for, the character. But it's always, listen because they're a woman, or support Obamacare for black people when it's a big screw job. It's the dumbing down. Listen, it's the condescension. Listen to women more. Don't be bad to the earth. Pay carbon taxes, my children. Don't be macho. I don't know. Men are already pretty castrated. How about the Pope calls for men to just have their huevos chopped off? How about that? The Catholic Church can put on a free surgery on top of all the illegals they're pumping into the country. And just you know, that's the end of it. I mean, that's all I'm saying is that we got 2 years of Barack Obama now. But it seems like we got like 10 years or whatever of Barack Sr. here. That's a conspiracy theory. Is the Pope really Obama's father, since we don't know who? Well, I was about to make a really bad joke, and I'm not going to do it. I'm just getting tired of it. I'm getting tired of it. And let me tell you, what's coming next here? Because we can barely hold back the globalists right now in their total global takeover. If 1.2 billion Catholics start supporting carbon taxes and gun control and open borders, we're done. I don't know. Maybe I should just join with the Pope. That's right. Listen to women and carbon. Pay Al Gore money and turn your guns in. But, of course, the Pope's not going to have his secret police turn their guns in. Oh, no, 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 no. What is good for the pontiff is not good when he's pontificating. He pontificates to us. So do as he says, not as he does. I don't want to really end the transmission with this. It just makes me want to throw up sometimes. Look at this headline. School says students throw away 85% of vegetables served in healthy lunches. Maybe that's because they taste absolutely terrible. You know, it really is just our decadence at the end of the day that's causing all of this. I just know a lot of positive things are happening at the same time. So as negative as a lot of things can get, a lot of really great things are happening at the same time. There is a big awakening. When we vote with our dollars, like with organic food, we can change the world. We vote with our dollars supporting candidates that are supporting freedom. And when we vote with our mouths saying no to garbage and not being cult followers of any president or any prime minister or any pop star or any religious leader, when we actually follow what Jesus Christ had to say, do unto others as you'd have done unto you, that's when things will really start changing. And I'm not up here on some high horse. I'm not up here speaking to somebody that's got all the answers or is perfect. I just know corruption is set in, and as a culture, as a society, little people need to get involved and take action, because little people are the solution. And when they move, nothing on earth can stop them. And if the establishment's pushing something, you better believe it's bad news. All right, that's it for this worldwide transmission. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We'll have expanded coverage tomorrow night on the Nightly News of the State of the Union.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants.
not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.